This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. One of the goals of the Affordable Care Act was to make health care more efficient and less expensive. There are already signs that it may be working. In Western North Carolina, Mission Healthcare System is making big changes because of the ACA, and the changes come in the midst of a huge expansion in Mission that began in the 1990s. Asheville Citizen Times reporter John Ostendorf looked into the changes at Mission and reported the results in a four-week series that offers a deep look into how Mission is evolving. John Ostendorf joins us now from sister station WCQS in Asheville. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Tell me more about this, about how Mission has had to change. Let's start with ACA. How has ACA affected Mission?
It's affected it in a lot of ways that we've seen at hospitals across the nation, but specifically, Mission has expanded into outpatient care dramatically in about 2 years, 18 months or so. And that's a place where it sees that it can get a better reimbursement from federal payers under the Affordable Care Act. That's a huge place.
All right, so we're shifting now from inpatient care, from surgeries and that sort of thing, to outpatient care. And that also means a shift in the way doctors are organized and again, in the way in the incentives and the way people are paid. Talk about the way things are organized now as a result of a shift to outpatient care.
Yes. The way things are organized here, at least in the Asheville area, where the way they're becoming more organized is doctors from specialists to family practices are increasingly aligning with Mission Health System. That's really beneficial for doctors because they get to kind of get out of the business of medicine and focus more on providing care. The Affordable Care Act, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are really kind of pushing this alignment from a regulatory stance through the way they reimburse for care. They want better outcomes, essentially, instead of charging for a specific fee for a service. So to have a better outcome, according to health policy experts, you really need to know a lot about a patient population. And one of the ways to do that is to align, to get together as a group and share data, and then hopefully you can affect better outcomes.
And that data sharing happens through something that's been going on at Mission for over a decade, which is the expansion of a healthcare network that is now that system. Talk about the expansion and the effect that that's had on healthcare in Western North Carolina.
Yes, Mission Health System has certainly grown. It has partnered in the last decade with many hospitals in the very rural Western North Carolina region. And in a lot of ways, it's kept those hospitals open and maybe helped them continue to offer the services that they offer to the rural counties. That hospital alignment started, you know, way back in 1998 or so and has kind of continued on. Today, the health system CEO, Dr. Ron Paula, says he's really out of the hospital buying business. He hopes to be anyway. And that's in large part because the Affordable Care Act and CMS, as I mentioned a moment ago, are really cutting dramatically what they pay to hospitals because they want more care to happen in the more affordable and better for the patient outpatient ambulatory setting. So we saw this huge growth in hospitals. Now we're seeing the health system really grow more in outpatient care.
More in outpatient care, largely because of ACA. So let's go back to under the old system, under fee for service or fee for procedure, doctors would have their own practice and they would come and maybe do a surgery in the hospital. That's how they got paid. And the hospital, of course, gets paid because the doctor is there. With outpatient care, you want to keep people out of the hospital, right? So tell us how that changes the cost of medical care.
Yes, it has a huge impact on cost. The longer somebody stays in the hospital, the more expensive they become to the hospital, the company that owns the hospital. There's also some data that shows the longer people stay in a hospital, the more likely they are to get a hospital-acquired infection or some other complication that will make them more expensive. So Mission has taken great steps to quickly move people out of the hospital and, when possible, care for them in an outpatient setting. A great example of this is the emergency room. We all know it's very expensive to go to the emergency room. It's also expensive for a healthcare company to care for people in the emergency room. Mission, as it has aligned with family doctors and kept family doctors in business and kept specialists in business across the Western region, is starting to see a decrease in its emergency room volume. Now, managers there can't say for sure that alignment is the reason, but they're hoping that more people are able to get care and access to a doctor instead of coming to the very high-cost emergency room.
And what is this new alignment meant for doctors in their practice? How is it changing their lives?
Well, it really is changing their lives in some dramatic ways. And many of the doctors that I interviewed for this series said they had a lot of angst about aligning with a healthcare company, frankly. They had been in business a long time. They've kind of been able to sail their own ship, make their own rules. When they partner with Mission or with any company, they have to play by the company's rules. And that has been a change for doctors. It's also been some benefit because some that I talked to got better office infrastructure. One got a mechanical door opener, for example, that patients had really been asking for. He's an orthopedist. All of these things were things that doctors are struggling to pay for and struggling to make happen as they have also seen reimbursement rates decline. So in a way, you give up some freedom, but you also get to let go of some of the financial responsibility of running a business.
Well, you get to let go of some of that overhead of running a business, right? And now Mission takes that on.
That's right. They take that on. They're responsible. So you get to really focus on patients. And that is what Mission Health System and, in a way, a lot of ways, the Affordable Care Act and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's what they want to see happen. They want to see doctors working at the highest level of their licensure, meaning they're physicians. They're not business managers. They want them to care for patients. And we hope that that would mean a better outcome.
And when you talk about the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they put a lot of pressure on Mission as well. They told Mission they're going to have to cut costs, right?
They did. They told Mission Health System that they would dramatically cut costs. In fact, the company, which is a not-for-profit, expects to see a reduction of $350 million over the next decade from federal payers. That's a big drop. So Mission as a company has to find a way to mitigate that. CMS, which really sets the payment, the reimbursement healthcare landscape, because it is so powerful and so big, it has told healthcare providers, and CEO Ron Paulus at Mission told me this, it has said to them, we are going to make fee-for-service so painful that one day you will wish for any other payment system.
We're talking about changes by the Affordable Care Act to Mission Health Systems in Asheville today on The State of Things. John Ostendorf is with me. He's a reporter with the Asheville Citizen Times. And, you know, the fact is region by region, these things have a far different impact. And so talk about Mission's population and the percentage of people who go to Mission who are actually on Medicare and Medicaid.
It's an amazing customer base, essentially, is a way to look at it. 75% of the patients that are served by Mission Health System are on Medicare or Medicaid. That's a big difference when compared to many other cities in the United States or even in North Carolina. The way that we could maybe think about this is those programs for many services don't reimburse for the cost. You know, for example, on Medicare patients, when they come into the hospital, Mission loses 22 cents on the dollar, it says. And according on Medicaid patients, the company says it loses between 8 and 50 cents on the dollar. When those folks come in, they lose money. And 75% of the customer base is paid for through those programs. So this company has a big challenge in an older, a sicker and a poorer region than most of the state.
Which is why you want to make sure that every dollar you spend is spent the most efficient way possible, not just paying for procedures, but actually gaining outcomes, keeping people out of the hospital. And you talked about, again, these regional shifts. The CEO at Mission sort of made a comparison to Wake County, just for instance. Tell us a little bit about that and kind of how he sees the difference between the two places. But I think it sheds light on the regional differences.
The regional difference is huge, and it's a big part of the problem that Mission faces here. We know across North Carolina and really the nation that alignment, especially among hospitals, they're increasingly aligning or being absorbed by or purchased by bigger companies because that makes sense for the business model. But just Mission Health System as it stands today, they run 6 hospitals here. They have a large number of family practices. The CEO says if he took the company and dropped it in Wake County, it would make an extra $100 million a year with no changes at all, just because of the difference in the customer base.
Now, the size is, you know, obviously enjoying economies of scale, becoming more efficient as the network expands. That's obvious, but there's also a danger. The downside of anything that gets that big is kind of a monopoly, which can then kind of work against efficiency. Is there any concern that Mission has gotten too big?
I think there are some concerns. Mission is governed by an unusual law. It's called the Certificate of Public Advantage, and it essentially allows Mission to be a publicly regulated monopoly. The law sets out caps on the number of doctors the company can employ, and it also sets out caps on its cost. And every year, Mission has to tell North Carolina about its business, and the state does provide some oversight. Mission would like to get out of that law. It would like to drop it entirely so it could grow even faster. And there are certainly are concerns. I've heard from other doctors who are not working for the company who are concerned that one day the Mission could be so big that it would be tough to advocate for the right care for patients. And that is something I think that this community and others will have to deal with as we see more alignment among health systems.
All right, John. Well, thank you for your reporting. Of course, there was a lot of political fireworks on both sides predicting what the ACA would do. It's good of you to do the actual reporting and see how, at least in the short term, things are trending. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
John Ostendorf, a reporter for the Asheville Citizen Times. John and Citizen Times photographer William Woody gained unprecedented access to Mission Health, and you can find links to their articles and their whole series at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we'll explore the effects of homicide in Durham. We'll do it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.